Jean-Paul Turdec, the former chief of France's air accident investigation unit, he's suggesting that all the elements that we've heard so far suggest an attack. He's suggesting a brutal event. He's not using the word terrorism, but clearly I think that's what he's getting at.
So do you mean an attack from within the plane or an attack from ground forces?
From within the plane.
Right, OK.
His exact words are a technical problem, a fire or failed motor did not cause an instant accident, and the team had time to react. Of course, there was no verbal contact with the pilots on board or anybody on board the plane. So he's actually saying that the fact that they didn't react suggests a very probably a brutal event, and we can certainly think about an attack. So clearly that's a huge concern.
Peter, lastly, as if Paris didn't suffer enough in the wake of the terrorist attacks, then you look, of course, at Brussels Airport more recently. What security measures were increased in Paris as a result of the attack in Brussels?
Well, there were all kinds of new staff brought in, increased checks, longer waits. But, of course, that's what always happens, isn't it, after an attack, as we had at Brussels. They can only do so much. This is a massive airport. You have thousands of people travelling into the buildings and out of the buildings every single day. Clearly, security can only reach so far.